Hello and welcome to the all new Ricky Gervais Show with me, Ricky Gervais, Stephen Merchant.
Hello.
And Carl Pilkington.
Alright.
You say, all new, Rick. What, in what way is this all new? I mean, it seems very similar. It's me and Carl. I suspect we're going to be talking bollocks.
I'll tell you what's new about it. This time you have to pay for it.
Well, that is a nice new development.
Yeah.
But what about within the content of the show? Any of the classic features? Monkey News?
Well, I think Carl retired Monkey News. I don't know why.
So
why
that's been axed.
It's just that we'd sort of done it all. Do you know what I mean?
But will it be coming back in the future?
We might do something with it, yeah.
Good. I think there'll be a campaign, you know. If I know, our listeners, and I don't want to, then they'll be doing an internet campaign now to bring back Monkey News.
I just want a quick question, because I'm a bit confused. Is this show 13, because we've just done 12, or is this show 1 of the All New Ricky Gervais Show? I didn't know where we
show
are.
Show 1 of the All New Ricky Gervais Show.
Right.
Is it now?
What do you mean?
Well, that's like that question that I put to you about, say if like we, I don't know, we do something wrong to this world, runs out of whatever we need. I don't know how it works.
Mm. You put yourself down. I think you do, and I think you.
No,
probably,
just whatever, whatever the reason is. If it,
you are talking yourself out of a job with NASA, putting yourself down like that. I think you know exactly how the world works.
No. But you know, just like. Say if we had to go to another world.
Mm, right.
What year would it be?
Yeah.
I told you, it depends. Because it doesn't matter where you start, right, it depends what a year is. A year is a year because that's how long it takes our planet to go round our sun. A day is a day because that's how long it takes the world to revolve
once. I know, but you can't go to another world and then start changing everything, because people are going to be a bit unnervy about being on different soil.
So but you it's not their choice. You can't go to a planet and go, we've got to speed this planet up. It's not going through the space quickly enough.
Yeah, but everybody's, you know, like, especially older people, they set in the ways, right?
I don't think older people set in their ways are going to pack their bags and go to Mars.
No, but if they have to. Anyway, that isn't the point. All I'm saying.
Well, they're going to be moaning about days are shorter here or days are longer, aren't they?
Well, yeah, you know what they like.
But old people don't care. They like short days. They don't get out of bed, do they? Until late, they've got nothing to get up for, and they go to bed early.
Yeah, but it's not just that, is it?
What if it's a longer day, Steve?
Oh, nightmare.
That's your point, isn't it?
But I'm talking about stationery, diaries. Everything's going to be a mess.
Right.
So what do you do? If I was in charge,
go on.
I'd just say, yeah, carry on. It's 2007. It's September. It's a Thursday. Get on with it.
Brilliant.
I think because people
26 hours later, with a new day, and, well, 480 days later, oh, it was another year, 2008. I was trying to explain to him yesterday, in a cafe, about, the telescopes that can see back to the Big Bang.
Why? And, did you do
well,
that?
Well, I was trying to explain what a light year was, then I was explaining to him that, you know, you sit down, you put your telescope on, you're looking at a star, the star explodes, that star exploded a million years ago, and he couldn't have it. I was going, you're literally seeing it explode a million years ago, because that's how long the light got. And I started telling him that, you know, someone on another planet far, far away could be watching the 1980 World Cup final, if they had a strong enough telescope, because that's how long it took to get. Look at it, look at his face. I can see his head bleeding.
I just don't. So are you saying?
Why did you start doing this in a cafe, Rick? Was it a 24-hour cafe? What were you thinking?
But are you saying then there could be an alien fella?
No, I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying that just like we can see things happening in other on other planets, other solar systems that happened millions of years ago, there could be a little alien fella with a telescope watching the Battle of Hastings if he was far enough away.
Do you understand the concept of what Ricky's saying, that light is travelling at a certain speed, which means it hasn't necessarily arrived here yet?
So we could all relive history, though, is what I mean.
No, we couldn't, because
but whiz backwards.
One, you'd have to travel faster than the speed of light.
Yeah, I know, but say if we can do all that.
Well, that's the big thing, you can't.
No, I know, but, you know, it's only a matter of time, isn't it?
Why haven't we?
No, but we're not in a rush to do it, because we can just go back in time.
Well, but if time travel's possible, right, eventually, then it's already happened and they've come back.
Yeah, I know, but what I mean is, it's one of those inventions that we're not in a rush to do, because-
No, what I'm saying is, if it's possible, then it will happen, and if it will happen, it has in the future.
Yeah, but we don't know about that yet, do we?
No, but you see my point?
Not really.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's not that great just because you're seeing that far because there's nothing in the way. You're looking at nothing. Space is nothing. What are you looking at? They say. What do they say? I don't know.
If only you had a saying there at your fingertips.
What I mean is the universe, they say it's non-stop, there's no sides to it.
No, they don't say that. Scientists have never said that.
Heaven forbid. Now, Carl, I know you're fascinated by the concept of the doppelganger, of seeing someone who looks exactly like you.
Yeah.
Jake has emailed in. He says, Carl, if you could spend a day with an exact replica of you, okay, so somehow they've cloned you, Carl, and you've got him for one day, what would you do with this? What would you make him do? What would you, what conversation would you have with him? What would you do? Is there anything you could, you know, how would you utilize him for one day?
Well, they'd both say, I'm not bothered, and that'd be the end of conversation.
Yeah. What would do me head in is, does it think the same way, look the same way,
exactly
dress
the same?
How would I know which one I was?
Because you'd be you.
That's amazing.
How would I know which one I was?
That's incredible.
No, because-
That is the most stupid thing ever said by a human being. Can we get the Guinness Book of Records on this? I mean, out there, listen, people, have you heard anything more stupid than how would I know which one I was? It's the most stupid thing any human being has ever said by definition.
But think about it. This other person's going, all right, thanks for, meeting up and that. And I go, hang on a minute. No, you came to me. And then Suzanne would come home and she wouldn't know the difference. And then suddenly you start doubting yourself. And you go, should I be leaving? Or, so how do I know if I am that real one, if he knows what I know?
But you know who you are because you're experiencing it.
But he'd be saying that because he'd say, yeah, it's a bit weird,
isn't
it?
But you know the truth, you idiot.
How would I know which one I was?
So anyway.
But bear in mind, you could pass him.
What would you do?
You could pass him off as yourself.
What would you do? Would you play tricks with people? Would you, you know?
You could be in two places at once.
Would you do stings? Would you do scams?
Like Jackass?
No, because it would only end up getting me into trouble, won't it? Because people won't believe that there's another one like me.
Mm.
Otherwise, everyone would be saying that when they get caught robbing. They go, oh, it wasn't me, it was me doppelganger. It can only- I wouldn't want it, to be honest. It's a bit of a headache, isn't it? Because he could be going off, going mental, causing all sorts of trouble, and you're going, well, you pack it in. And he's going, what? What are you on about? But then that wouldn't happen, would it? Because he's being me, so he'd be sat wherever I am anyway. Because he'd want to do what I want to do. So, pointless. But I still wouldn't want it.
It's unbelievable.
That was a conversation with himself.
That was amazing.
That was like experiencing what it would be like if there was two cars.
Yeah.
He's having a discussion with himself.
We could have left in that time and come back and he'd be arguing still. That is officially the most stupid thing. If the Guinness World Records, has anyone anywhere in the world said anything more stupid than how would I know which one was me?
But does this mean, does this mean though that I could just sit at home and not do anything, and just send me out on-
Yes.
And when he's seen something happen, I'm seeing it.
No.
You're separate people.
You're separate people.
But then he's not a doppelganger then,
well,
is
Well, you're identical twins then. You found out identical twins and he's got exactly the same input as you. I mean, it's not a real question, is it? It's just a little- again.
But I said to you the other week about twins and that, how it's- I wouldn't like to have a twin. It's alright when you're a kid, but unless you're a Siamese twin, even they don't even look alike, do they? Just stuck together. You don't go, oh, don't they look like each other? They have different haircuts. They don't carry that thing on, do they, that normal twins do? Like normal twins, the mums say, have the same haircut, wear the same shirt. Siamese twins never look the same. They've just got their arse stuck together.
Again, it's a dialogue in his own head. It's unbelievable. Okay, we're trying to get more cerebral now in this podcast. It's a lot of science here, real science. Maybe we should call it a spodcast.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Carl. This is a logical conundrum to a certain extent. There's a little bit of lateral thinking because but there is only one right answer. Now, the pressure here isn't to get this right because I don't know anyone who's ever got this right. The pressure is one asking sensible questions, and when I've told you the answer, to then understand it. Because I've still, when I've explained this to people, I've laid out for them, they still can't quite get the concept. Okay, so, there's two doors, Carl.
Yeah.
One leads to heaven,
right.
One leads to hell.
Yeah.
Okay, they're identical, you can't tell them apart, okay, 50-50.
Right.
Obviously you want to go to heaven, I assume. Right, yeah. There's two guards, identical guards, guarding each door. Okay?
Right.
The one guarding hell always tells a lie. The one guarding heaven always tells the truth. You have to ask one question to find out which is which, and then go through the door you want. What question do you ask?
I've only got one.
Yeah.
And what, one to both?
No. One to either of them. You don't know which one's which, though. So what question do you ask?
Why can't I ask, like, both of them one?
Because it's
because
not
the
rules.
Because the rules are you can only ask one. There aren't actually two doors labelled heaven and hell, Carl. That's this a leap of imagination here.
And I've definitely got to answer, I've got to ask them a question. I can't just sort of have a feel of the door to see if there's any heat or anything.
They're identical. You stand a few yards away. You cannot tell from the outside of these doors which is which. They're identical. The guards are identical. But the one guarding hell always tells a lie, and the one guarding heaven always tells the truth. What question do you ask?
I can't look through the keyhole or anything.
There's no keyhole.
You can't get anywhere near them. Let's imagine there's a small rope that prevents you from getting anywhere near, rather like outside a nightclub.
Yeah. What do you ask? What do you ask? What question do you ask? Come on, you've only got one. Quick, this is it.
So, they stood there.
Yeah.
They both looked the same. They're both smiling.
Yeah.
But one of them's not really smiling, really. He's trying to make me make a mistake, isn't he?
Well, he's just going to lie when you ask him a question, if you ask him.
So what's the point in asking a question? Do I know one of them's going to lie?
Yeah, well, the one guarding hell always tells a lie, the one guarding heaven always tells the truth. These things you know.
But would they be neighbours like this? Would they be that close?
I mean, we're not sure if these two guys get on.
I'll give you a clue. They know who they are, and they know that the one guarding hell always tells a lie, and the one guarding heaven always tells the truth.
So I know that.
No, they know it as well. Doesn't really come down to this, Carl. This isn't what's going to happen when you die.
But when is this useful, then?
Because it's a logical- Well, I'll tell you the answer.
No, I want to see if he can get it. He's almost there.
No,
he's not almost there. What am I thinking?
But there's no shame in not getting it. Getting it. It's a really hard one to get. The shame is the ridiculous questions you asked. And now I'm going to tell you the answer.
No, hang on. Right, so you go up and you go,
Right, hang on. Well, look, let's imagine Ricky and I are those two guys, okay? Right?
But we have to, me and Steve decide which doors we're guarding, okay?
Right.
Look away, Carl.
Okay,
right,
then.
So we've decided, okay, one of us is guarding hell and one of us is guarding heaven. Which question you're gonna ask and who you're gonna ask it to?
Right, I'll just say to you, Steve, I'll go, got some post for God, eh?
That's not a question. That's a statement.
Right, you've got some post for God here.
No, that's not a question.
Yeah, but maybe the question's coming. You got some post for God here, yeah?
And it needs to be signed.
It's not a question. Still not a question.
No, let him finish.
Is God in? Because I need him to sign for this post. Is he in?
Well, I can answer that as well if you want.
Go on.
He's in. He's behind my door. Do you want to answer it?
Well,
yes.
Do you want to get him? Just,
Well, no, you've only got one question.
So you're asking Steve, is God in? What's the answer?
Yes.
Ask me. Yes.
Look, lads, I'm just trying to do a job here. what am I going to do with this?
Well, give it to me and I'll give it to God, because he's behind my door. Steve?
Yeah, give it to me and I'll take it into God, because he's behind my door.
You're an idiot. It doesn't help. That doesn't help. Let me tell you the answer. You ask either one of us, you say, if I was to ask the other one what door he was guarding, what would he say? Then whatever they say is the door they're guarding. Because if you happen to ask the one guarding hell, right? So I'm guarding hell, by the way. I'm the devil. Steve's God, okay? So you asked me what Steve would say if you asked him what door he was guarding, and I'm gonna lie. I know he'd say heaven, because he'd tell the truth, but I'm lying, so I'd say he'd say hell. So you know I'm guarding hell. If you ask Steve what door I was guarding, he'd tell the truth, right? So he'd say heaven, because he'd know I'd lie. So he's guarding heaven. So the question is, if I was to ask the other one what door he was guarding, what would he say? And whatever the person answers is the door they're guarding.
Steve, what door are you looking after?
Well,
heaven.
Yeah.
Why should I believe you?
Because you don't know. No, that doesn't work. Because you asked me the same and I'd say heaven as well.
Right, so who do I believe? This is where you use your gut feeling though, isn't it? This is what life's-
But as opposed to the pure logic that Ricky's just used.
I just think, because there's a lot of questions in life where you don't know the answer and you go, do you know what, I don't like the look of him. So-
They're identical.
Yeah, but they're still identical twins. You always get a little snidey one.
Chimpanzee, that he's written it down. What?
That's the jingle there for Carl's Diary. Still a very popular feature on show 1/13. Here we are. Got a book sent to me called Freaks. It's a bit heavy, but it's got some interesting pictures in it. Read a bit about the two-headed nightingale. She/they was on tour in London years and years ago. It cost 2 shillings to have a front row seat. She/they had 2 heads/2 arms and 4 legs. They are called Siamese twins because the first twins that were born stuck together were Siamese. On one of the pictures, they are playing chess against the doctor. That hardly seems fair.
2 heads are better than one.
So it's 2 heads, 2 arms, and 4 legs. That's just 2 women in 1 dress.
Yeah, that's 2 women with an arm missing.
Yeah. Spoke to Ricky and his friend Glenn about art. I just don't get it. Ricky had some odd pictures on his walls. I don't have any pictures up in my flat because of the mirrored wall. But I can't say I'm bothered. The mirrored wall, we should just explain what that is. When you moved into your flat, there was an enormous mirror on one wall, was that right?
We just got this flat and, you know, it's not a big flat, so I think the people who had it before us, he was a gay fella, right, which was a bit like, oh, so you've been doing with that mirror and that. But
what?
No, just, you know.
What?
What has he been doing with the mirror?
Well, what's he been doing? Why? It's just because they're quite sort of experimental in it, aren't they? And
I don't know, what do you mean? What do they do?
Well, I wouldn't know anything about it, but go on.
No, what do you want? What?
No, I don't.
Experimental in what way?
What do you mean experimental?
I just mean, you know, they'd be doing stuff.
What?
Whatever they do.
Chemistry, what? Have a chemistry set out, they'd be doing experiments, what?
No, just doing what-
Singing I Am What I Am and just checking out their-
No, each
the dance
their own,
moves.
I'm not having a go at anyone, but what? I'm just saying, like, they're doing what they're doing, which-
Carl, you're
is
not homophobic,
well,
are you?
Not no, I'm not. This is what-
Why are you worried about what a little gay fella was doing in your flat before you got it in the front of a mirror?
I wasn't worried about it.
Why are you thinking about what he's doing? Why are you fantasizing what a little gay fella was doing in front of your mirror in your-
I'm not bothered. I'm just telling you why it was a bit odd that he had a mirror in there, right? But forget the history.
But you've got a mirror in there now, haven't you?
No, because what I did was, I was gonna take it down, and I thought, oh, it's a bit dangerous. This, you know, it could crack and-
Because it's the size of the whole wall, isn't it?
It took up a whole wall.
Right.
So, like, when he's moving about everywhere, he's got a good view of it and that. But he's got this full wall of mirror, and I thought, I can't take that down. And, I thought, what can I do? So I've just put wallpaper on it.
Brilliant.
And it looks alright, you wouldn't know, what have you. But it means that I can't put any pictures up. That's all I'm saying. Because if I put a nail in it-
And what don't you understand about art? What about art don't you understand? The concept? Specifics?
Just, the way some people like, you know, the ones you've got, where it's just like a block of colour on a bit of canvas. It's like, what's that?
Just abstract. It's just abstract. It's you know, it's vibrancy of colour. It's a, you know, an attack on the senses. Or it could be, there could be something in there that you might see. You might not see first time round, or it could be, you know.
Yeah, but there's loads of stuff to look at without having to do that. But you've got windows. I can understand if you had a cell, and there's no windows, and you want a bit of colour. But you've got a window to look out of, and you've got, like, just a big block of
But I was explaining this to you, that the photograph, where people, before, you know, the art was photography. It was realistic, and, you know, they had to make it look like the subject. But then when cameras came in, that's when people started doing surreal stuff. And
I understand that.
Otherwise, there was no point to it. They had to find a new way to represent things that photography couldn't do as such.
No, so, that's like when we were in London having a shop around at Christmas, and there was that picture of fruit for 700 quid. Like, well, just get some fruit. You know what I mean? You can get some real fruit for 3 quid.
Yeah.
I understand that, but there's nothing wrong with, like, having a... Don't invent cameras, then. One or the other. Do you know what I mean? That's what annoys me. Someone invents something, and then they go, we've got to invent something else. Like the abstract thing. Why has someone gone, oh, I can't have paintings anymore, because...
What do you think of Dali? Going, mounting clocks and stuff, right?
I mean, the first one was alright, when he did the first clock, but then... All the time, he's just like, oh, I'll draw something, and it's got a melting clock on it. Mm. I'll do a sheep, put one of them on it.
Have you seen his lobster telephone?
That annoys me.
Why?
Because it's not, I mean, what annoyed me more with that is, when he heard about how it happened, he had some artist mate round, right? And, I don't know what happened,
That's a good hell of an anecdote.
No, but they were eating some food and what have you.
Yeah.
Lobsters?
And, yeah, they were eating lobster.
Oh, right.
And,
that's Andy.
I don't know, the other artist, whoever it was, started saying, oh, you and your clocks and all that, right?
Brilliant.
And,
They started
arguing.
Yeah.
And he chucked some of the lobster.
Bollocks.
And it landed on the phone.
It bounced off his mate's head, went on the phone, and they both looked at each other, like, are you thinking what I'm thinking? And they brought out that phone as a bit of art. Things like that annoy me. Because it was them just messing about.
That didn't happen.
Just telling you what I know. I saw his work. Each to their own, if that's what he's doing. I'm just saying, I'm not putting my stamp of approval on it.
Heaven forbid. Well, you know, as you mentioned in your diary, your favourite artist is Lowry. Because you can look at them for ages and see someone different every time you look at it.
All I'm saying is, art should be there to tell a story, not just to have a splash of colour. We know colours out there, there's loads of colour. We don't need to be reminded of it.
But colour's part of our evolution, and so it does something to us. Just like sounds.
Yeah, but I'm saying, do a picture.
Smells.
Colour it in. Still use the colours, but draw something with it rather than just going, a bit of yellow, a bit of red. Like that one you've got, just red and black. What's that meant to do?
Well, it does something.
What?
Well, I like it. I enjoy it, so it does something.
You have it, then. I'm just saying, I'd prefer it if it was something.
And let me just get straight. You had a mirror on one wall, so you padded that wall.
It's just
And you padded the others.
It's just sort of, wallpaper on it.
Right.
Amazing.
And there's no other art in there. It's just an empty cell.
Well, Suzanne likes some art. Just like, Suzanne's not allowed to watch telly unless it's a favourite thing, otherwise she's gotta talk to me about stuff. There's no art, there's no point, just wallpaper.
I'm just saying, we've got three windows we can look out of.
Right.
Right? Stop looking at the walls, look out the window.
Some new words have been introduced into the dictionary. Too many words. We should have some system where we can get rid of words if they aren't used a certain number of times.
Well, that we do.
They do die out, don't they, eventually?
Like what?
You don't have to use them.
No, but they don't, do they? They keep adding them. And I just worry about, you know, this is the problem with, like, your head can only hold so much. Can't it?
Yeah.
It all very well when Adam and Eve was knocking about. There's no history, they don't have to remember anything. All I'm saying is, fine, bring out a new word, but once you bring out a new one, bin another one. The dictionary is getting bigger and bigger, no one's keeping an eye on it.
Well, I think they are.
They're not, they just keep adding.
It doesn't grow. They don't just dig it up one day, so it's got bigger. What have you done?
So you're happy for them to stick in iPod, let's say.
But we can pride ourselves on having more words in the English language than any other language. I think we've got twice as many as the second. I think maybe Russian. I'm not sure about that. I saw someone email us, but.
But we don't talk the most, so there's a lot of clutter there.
What do you mean we don't talk the most?
Well, you'd have to
say
that.
Nothing as expressive as the English language.
Yeah, no, because we've got a word for everything. I'm just saying that I don't use all these words that are coming out. And I just think, like I say, keep an eye on it. Some sort of, I don't know how it can be controlled.
But Shakespeare invented words. I think Shakespeare invented about 1200 words.
Yeah, and we're probably still using a lot of his. So why don't we keep sticking more in the pot?
Right.
Stop using loads of words.
People are panicking in New York about the snow they're getting. It's 2 foot deep. They are saying it's to do with global warming. I don't get it. 2 days ago, they were saying the world's getting warmer and the ice is melting on one of the poles where the polar bears are. As long as we get snow on the world, does it matter where it goes? Read on the internet that heads are bigger now than they were years ago. Brains are getting bigger, apparently. This is because we're being told too much information. We are told too much stuff about things that we wouldn't have known about years ago. You've just made that leap, haven't you? Presumably, maybe heads and brains are getting larger, but the fact that it's because there's too much information cramming in them, where
have
you got
that from? Well, it is, as time goes on, isn't it? It's that thing of, we're being taught more and more every day. As the time goes on, something's happening every day. You've got to remember that.
No, you haven't.
You have. It's the same, like I said, you know, with the Adam and Eve thing. They didn't have that much to remember. They come on the world, they go, what happened yesterday? Oh, not much,
Well, in the all-new Ricky Gervais show, there is no monkey news as such. That's gonna come back, Carl. You gotta bring that back. But we're gonna do something that we used to do on our local radio show called Rockbusters. Sounds a bit like Blockbusters, a television program that used to be on television where they gave sort of real cryptic clues. Yours aren't cryptic clues. Yours are ridiculous. So explain Rockbusters.
Give out an initial of a artist or a band.
Yeah.
That are knocking about, like now or ages ago. And I give a cryptic clue.
It's not a cryptic clue. Very rarely cryptic. Sometimes it works, sometimes it's nonsense, but...
Well, as we once said, I think it is more accurately described, a craptic clue.
Yeah.
Well...
Or what am I thinking?
Well, are you going to give an example or will we just do them?
The classic example, of course, for me is a woman, she's an artist, the initials are WH, she was wandering around...
Texas.
She fell over, a part of her leg fell in a puddle... Wet knee, Houston.
That is the level.
That's what you're working with, people.
So he's going to give three of these. The first email that gets them all right, the first email we get, and it's timed, isn't it, email, so we can know, that gets all these clues exactly right, can win, what, a signed photo of Carl?
Now that is exclusive. There are not very many, I don't think they even exist, do they? There are no signed photos of Carl, so this will be a collector's item.
Right. So, yeah, there's three different ones. When you send it in on email, podcast@rickygervais.com, just put in the subject thing like Rockbusters so I know what I'm looking for.
Mm.
Right then, so three different clues for you to work on. First one.
Oh, shouldn't I do a jingle for this?
Please.
Okay. Oh, that sounds cryptic, no, I'm not kidding!
Rockbusters.
right, first one, the initial, right, is B.
The initial B, band or artist.
So, band or an artist beginning with the letter B.
Mm-hmm.
The cryptic clue. Well, I don't want a house that's that far away from the water. I want to be right on top of it. Right? That's the cryptic clue. Well, I don't want a house that far away from the water. I want to be right on top of it. Right? B, artist or band. Who is it? Right? Work on that one. Second one, it's B again. B, letter B for the band or the artist.
Alright.
Cryptic clue, right? That part of my leg is English.
Right. That's it, is it?
Yeah.
Right.
That part of my leg is English. Initial B, what is it? Part of my leg is English. And then the last one, KW, artist or band, and the cryptic clue, the fitness teacher has got a speech impediment. What's going on there? Right, KW, the fitness teacher, has got a speech impediment. Work on them, right? Send in the answers, podcast@rickygervais.com, and just win some Signed picture and that.
A signed picture of Carl Pilkington. Also, when you're sending in your answers, or indeed if you don't have the answers but you just want to get in touch, podcast@rickygervais.com. If you've got anything that you think might be of interest to Carl, we're looking for, as Ricky was giving him earlier, scientific facts, stories you've read about, you know, anything which you think might just pique his interest, send them in, podcast@rickygervais.com.
Well, that's it. That's the end of, the first episode of the all-new Ricky Gervais Show.
Sounded very similar to the old one.
Yeah, truth be told.
Why change your winning formula?
Why, well, you know, exactly. And if you're missing the old ones, the complete archive of all our podcasts are available from next week.
Go to audible.com, find out how to get to it.
Absolutely.
For any of your queries and questions, go to rickygervais.com. That tells you where you need to go for any, Ricky Gervais podcasts or the new shows. It's all there. That'll explain it.
So it's goodbye from me, Ricky Gervais. Goodbye from Steve Merchant.
Goodbye.
And Carl Pilkington.
All right.